KQED. From KQED News, I'm Stephanie Martin. Asthma now affects nearly 1 in 10 kids in the United States. In California, nearly 2 million children have been diagnosed with the condition. Researchers aren't able to explain the rise in asthma completely, but we do know kids who get asthma are more at risk of suffering other major lung problems as adults. Katie Murphy is the lead reporter on a new multimedia series in the Oakland Tribune, which looks at the impact of asthma on Bay Area kids. Katie, I understand you went zip code by zip code and dug up a lot of startling information about pediatric asthma. You find severe concentrations of asthma in Alameda County compared to the rest of the state. What do we know about this?
We looked at every zip code in the state that had data for children who were admitted to the hospital and found that in the top 10, six were from Oakland or Emeryville. So five were from Oakland and one was in Emeryville. And the rate in Emeryville, for instance, was seven times higher than the state average.
And in places like Emeryville and West Oakland, you do have some obvious environmental factors. You've got all the pollution from the various freeways and the port, but there are also less obvious factors, many of them linked to low-income housing. What did you find?
There are a number of factors that families are working against, ranging from access to good medical treatment to substandard housing that might have mold and roaches and other things that will trigger an asthma attack. So it's a confluence of different factors.
Your series really aims to help readers connect with the kids who have asthma. You go to the hospital, talk to them in person. And what surprised me most from the interviews you did was the amount of school some of these kids are missing. How seriously are kids being affected academically?
It's a very serious concern, especially here in Oakland, where in some schools, more than 20% of the students have asthma, and they're in these same neighborhoods that have extremely high rates of kids going to the emergency room and the hospital. So for every hospital stay, the average stay is over 2 days. So in really severe cases, if they're cycling in and out and they don't have their asthma under control, they could be missing, you know, a week for every month or more. We met some children who missed more than 40 days of school the previous year.
When you have these kids cycling in and out of the ER and hospitals, what does it cost the taxpayers?
The average cost of a hospitalization in California for a child with asthma is $19,000. A program like the Breathmobile, that's a mobile asthma clinic that offers free services, free medication to any child. They go to different schools. That program costs $400,000 to $500,000 a year to run. It's aimed to keep kids out of the hospital, but they're having to raise money, you know, to keep it going.
Katie Murphy, thank you.
Thank you.
Katie Murphy is a reporter with the Oakland Tribune, and I'm Stephanie Martin. More news online at kqednews.org.